Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Some very sad news that an Australian icon has sadly passed away. The beautiful Olivia Newton-John sadly passed away at the age of just 73.
Yeah, very young.
Way too young.
It was same age as my mother, in fact. And she has succumbed after a long, long battle with breast cancer, something she'd been battling on and off since 1992, so it's been a 30-year fight for her. Wow. And I guess that's a testament to her inner strength that she's been with us for so long and been such an advocate, but also just such a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And not just beautiful on the outside, just beautiful on the inside. Had such grace and poise and was just like a really radiant person.
Absolutely.
And tributes are flowing in for Olivia for all around the world, including her daughter, Chloe, who's posted pictures of her and her mum saying that she was a best friend, and John Travolta, who co-starred with her in the role that made her a household name, and he said that her impact was incredible and that he loved her so very much, and she's just an amazing woman.
She was an amazing woman. I have to say, many years ago, I had the honour of actually performing with Olivia Newton-John. We were at a charity function. And I remember in the lead up to the performance, I was going through different things I would ask her or I would say to her.
So you knew she was going to be there and you were going to meet her?
I knew I was going to be meeting her. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to be cool here because this is Sandy. This is, but when I met her, she kind of approached me and I was absolutely starstruck. And I had nothing to say except for, it's privilege. the words barely left my mouth. But she had something. She really did. She had a presence about her that when she walked into the room, the room lit up. And when she actually performed, I was on the balcony watching her perform.
Yeah.
And she was phenomenal. The entire room, this room just seemed to be drawn to her. Like she was a magnet, you just got sucked right in. An incredible voice, an amazing way of holding herself. The subtleties. I think for her it was subtle. Mm. It was all subtle, but just beautiful. And as you say, graceful, very graceful. An amazingly talented woman. And I was thrilled to get to actually meet her and perform with her.
What a beautiful experience.
Yeah, no, she was amazing. Amazing.
In this day and age where a lot of stars only portray what they want portrayed on social media, you think back, Olivia, over the last 30 years, it's all been there for everyone, from the, as you mentioned, the battles with cancer, the troubles that she's gone through with family and that husband who just went
disappeared.
AWOL and they still think he could be alive and
faked his own death, and of
doing
course,
stuff
Chloe,
in Mexico somewhere.
She had issues with Chloe as well. Yeah. Like, her life has definitely been a roller coaster ride, but she has shared it with people, and I think that's, in a sense, to make people feel more united. And she's such an advocate for particularly cancer, and her family are asking that if they want to donate anything, they can donate to the Olivia Newton-John Fund. And she certainly leaves behind a legacy and will be sorely missed, not just by her family and friends, but by the world.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Forget about Dr. Google. No. We've stepped it up a notch this morning. Dr. Damien.
Yeah, Dr. Damien.
He's in the house.
I'm in the house. I am in the house. Jade, there is a term that you throw around the office here quite a lot, referring to yourself. ADHD. That's what you say.
I'm not being flippant.
You're interrupting me. That's actually a symptom. But anyway, go on.
I'm not being flippant. I just find it really hard to focus, and I'm a bit of a scatterbrain.
You do say, you go around the place, you say, that's ADHD, you'll do things, and it's ADHD.
My cousin's just been diagnosed, and we're very similar in personality, and I'm just like, maybe that's maybe that's me too.
Maybe it is. Okay, well, earlier on this morning, we found a test online, and we started the process of asking you some questions. Now, here's a taste of what the questions were like.
Do you pay attention in conversations?
Why are you laughing, Damien?
Okay, well,
what'd you say?
There's no answer here that says that's a hard no. Can you focus on work well?
Again, why the laugh, Daniel Lee?
Jane, I've been in situations with you where I will be talking to you and I will actually go, has she actually heard anything I've said at all? Yesterday we had a meeting here in the building where it was Dino, myself and our boss Barry, and we all were chatting and looking at you. You were saying nothing, and we're all just waiting to see, has Jade registered what we just said?
Oh, I did not register. I think I was on my phone at that point.
So that's a small part of the official test that you did this morning.
Yeah.
And then you continued to do that through the news and throughout the morning.
Yeah.
It was quite a detailed test,
wasn't it? It was quite lengthy, yes.
All right.
What's the result?
Results are back.
You've got them.
It says, they're actually very simple results. You are totally ADHD.
Really?
Wow.
That's the diagnosis. That's you are totally ADHD.
Oh, wow. I like it as, like, you are totally ADHD.
Now, it just says, only your doctor can diagnose this, but you exhibit almost every single symptom associated with ADHD.
Really?
That's what it says. That's it. So, I mean, I think it's conclusive. That's it.
I don't know. That's an online test. I don't know about it.
You're not happy with this result?
Well, you know, you throw something around not expecting it to stick.
Oh, so you like the term, but you don't want it.
Well,
really.
Look, I don't know. Maybe it explains a lot about me.
Well, we do have your GP.
Oh.
Close friend of the show,
yes.
Dr. Christine Heffernan from the Shell Harbour Family Medical Clinic. Christine, you've been face-to-face with Jade many times in the surgery. Your thoughts on the results of this test this morning?
Yes, well, good morning. I've known Jade for a long, long time. Not surprised, but I think that makes her the beautiful person that she is.
Okay.
Those characteristics are part of her and I love them.
See, that's nice. And I would, if that is a diagnosis and I did get a medical diagnosis, I would not be ashamed of that. It's good to have an answer because I cannot focus. I find it really hard. I forget things. My memory is terrible. And sometimes you're just wondering, you go, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just pay attention and do one thing instead of trying to do 20 different things at once?
Yeah. Okay.
So those online things, obviously, lots of us have characteristics that could answer yes to those.
Yep.
And, you know, does that matter? Only if it's really, you know, impeding or impacting your life or your work. But otherwise, sometimes those characteristics, as I said, make you who you are and can be harnessed for good.
Yes.
But Jade, you've been doing it for what? 40 years?
Yeah.
I think you're going pretty well.
Yeah, you've survived up until now.
So have I.
They're doing okay.
So have all my kids. So far, so good.
All right, Dr. Christine, thank you for chipping in this morning.
No worries. Have a great day.
I need to book an appointment. I'll see you soon.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The following segment contains adult themes. Parental discretion is advised.
So my hubby Milko and I, as you know, recently went to a couple's retreat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So since we got back, you know, we've been ticking things off the list. We've been doing our reconnecting, good communication, spending quality time together. And yesterday, Damien, we ticked another thing off the list.
Ooh.
The love den.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, part of this thing and part of our homework from this retreat was to make the bedroom and invite in a relaxing space, somewhere you can go and unwind and spend some time together.
So take the clothes up from the floor.
That kind of thing. And, you know, so Jacqueline was like, you need to, you know, make it a space for love.
Oh, yeah.
So the first step was to get rid of the baby.
Oh, baby out.
Yep, so, you know, nothing kills passion like a toddler staring at you.
True. No, that's true, okay.
I said to Jacqueline, could I just put a blanket over the cot? Oh. And she's like, probably not.
I've said, so many parents have said over the years, will they remember it? What the
song? I know. And he's at that stage now where he can talk.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hear, mum, dad, milk. So we got the girls a bunk bed, as I talked about yesterday, and moved Henry in the cot into the girls' room, so all the kids are in there together, enjoying each other's company, so that my husband and I can enjoy our company.
Yeah,
so
right.
We did that. We got rid of the baby,
and
then we got some lighting. Oh. I had these old, like, fairy lights. I'm like, Milko, hook these up. So we've got the fairy lights strung, like, on the bookshelf, and they're really nice. They're warm light, too. You've got to go warm light, not cold.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I also went out and purchased some linen sheets.
Oh, jeez.
Because I thought, you know, a little bit of luxury, a luxurious
Egyptian
space.
Cotton, was it?
No, linen. 100% French linen, thank you very much. They weren't cheap either.
Right.
I got lit a few candles, even put on the playlist, so I found a tantric club playlist, which I put on, got the Google going on, and I had it set the scene, the lighting was there.
Okay.
I had a shower in the PJs and the new sheets, and Milko hopped into bed, and David, do you want to know the first thing that I did?
Oh, well, do I? I mean, can we talk about that?
Read a book.
Oh, for God's sake, Jade.
Well, it's because usually
Wait a minute. What was it? Was it 50 Shades of Grey? Ooh, yeah.
It was How to Make an American Quilt.
Oh, jeez.
It was the first time the baby hadn't been in the room and I could read a book in bed in 2 years. Can I just say, it was very pleasurable.
I was getting excited at the start of this whole break. I was standing up for it. Now I'm sitting back down. This is boring.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, let's hit you with two quick stories here in Tokyo, Japan. They've got some really hot temperatures there at the moment. So to combat that and to help all their animals, they've created new jackets that have little fans attached to them for cats and dogs.
Only in Japan.
Only in Japan, yes.
So, like a jacket. And where's the fan?
The fan, so it's on their back. So they've got these little fans that are... They're on, so it cools down your dog.
Oh,
so it cools down your dog or your cat.
That's hilarious. It looks like someone just duct taped a little, one of those handheld fans, you know, the one, or the fan you stick on your dashboard.
But no, they're battery powered and they just run and they cool down your dog.
Oh, you want to make sure you don't have a long haired dog. That won't end well.
I can see people all over Japan also taking these little jackets and shoving them down their own pants.
Oh, God.
To keep other
I hope the dog's not in it.
To keep other areas cool. Okay, what about this one? Over in France, the James Webb Space Telescope, it's a very famous telescope, looks at the stars and planets and the whole lot. There's one guy there, his name is Etienne Klein. Etienne Klein has had to come out and apologise because he put up a post of a brand new star system. And the whole world was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That is amazing.
Like, check it out, Jade, what do you reckon?
Wow.
Pretty amazing. Turns out it was a piece of chorizo, and he's had to apologise for causing a stir.
Did he
obviously thought, I got a hilarious idea. Chop up take a picture of that chorizo. Let's put it up and say it's a star
system. So he did it as a joke.
He did it as a joke.
It backfired when everyone believed it.
When everyone believed it and went, oh my God. But actually, the more you look at it,
the more it looks like
a bit of salami or chorizo. Ah, those crazy French people.
So you're saying that's not a new planet. That's just a hunk of pig fat.
It's a hunk of pig fat. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah. So
I mean, it's probably going to be surprising what you would find in that piece of salami.
Oh, yeah, things like from another planet.
Yeah, most processed meats.
Is our worldwide weird.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.